The evening to text in your views. I had a little crisis, actually. I wasn't getting your texts. I thought, have you all abandoned me? But they're back. They're back and they're back, whew, with a lot of strength and passion. 0418 226 576 is the text line. The Malaysian government has delivered a final report into one of the biggest aviation mysteries, the disappearance of flight MH370 in 2014 that disappeared over the Indian Ocean with 239 people on board, including six Australians. The report fails to reach any answers, leaving families affected very angry. James Nixon is a retired A380 captain and the author of the crash of MH370. Welcome to RN Drive.
G'day, Patricia, and I've also been having a crisis. I've been trying to digest 480 pages of this report in the last 2 hours that's just come out, plus thousands of pages of appendices.
There is quite a lot there. So what have you got from it so far, James, and what is the stock take? What are the biggest conclusions it's made?
Well, they haven't blamed the pilots, which is what we were worried about. They've done a very measured job. In fact, I'm pretty impressed with what they've done. They've said that you can't rule out third-party interference, but because no one knows anything about what's happened inside this aeroplane at this stage. So, you know, it could have been taken by a UFO or anything. But what they have ruled out, they've made a few rulings that are interesting to us. Number one was the autopilot was off when the aeroplane turned back. So that was turned back under manual control and not the autopilot. That's important to us. They've also lambasted the air traffic controllers for delaying the activation of the search and rescue operations. We knew that from when it occurred. They had an option to declare an emergency after 10 minutes of losing this aircraft. They didn't declare an emergency for 5 hours and 11 minutes. So that delayed rescue operations. They went right through everybody's lives and found there's no evidence of pilots were under stress or the cabin crew. They've gone right throughout their lives forensically. We knew that, and nothing new has been added to that. And they've also said that the flaperon was retracted, so when the plane crashed and the way it pieces of the inside of the cabin were found, it proves that the aircraft was crashed probably at very high speed. And most of all, they've said they're unable to find a cause.
Mm. That conclusion that you pointed to, that the plane was manually diverted off course and communications may have been deliberately switched off, that they can't rule out third-party actions, why is that so significant? What is the implication around that?
Well, they've said, and the way they've worded that is a bit interesting because they've said the communications were turned off or the power interrupted. Well, we as pilots, we all thought, you know, there's a power interruption here. But if you want to say that they were turned off, you could say that maybe somebody turned them off. But we tend to think that this plane had a smoke, fire, fumes event and they've immediately wanted to divert back to land the airplane quickly in Penang. And captains in the simulator in real life, when they have one of these events, they disconnect the autopilot and they turn it manually.
Families are pretty angry tonight. Why are they so disappointed?
Well, everyone's been hoping for some sort of magic bullet because, and you can understand how they feel. But, of course, those of us who have been in the industry know how the system works. And there hasn't been a magic bullet. And there's usually these days, there's very few reasons why planes are lost from one cause. It's usually a combination of factors that causes a plane to go missing. So I think they were hoping that someone was going to say the pilots did it or somebody did it, but they haven't been satisfied. And you can understand how it must be so sad for them to not know what's happened.
Should they continue the search?
We believe they should. All the pilots and cabin crew and engineers and everyone in the industry that I know of, you know, we believe you have to keep searching. We have to find out why this plane, a very good quality, high-tech, new generation, wide-body jet had this incident. And the only way to do that is to find it.
James, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
James Nixon is a retired A380 captain and the author of the crash of MH370. And that report that the Malaysian government has released this afternoon, and, of course, that really interesting, that the conclusion or finding, I mean, there is still no idea. There is no magic bullet. There is no answer to why this plane has gone missing. In fact, many people will conclude that the report raises a lot more issues than it concludes or answers. This is RN Drive.